Welcome to this body awareness exercise. In the coming hour or so, I will guide you through this space, this building, this place that may be quite new to you. It may be familiar in some ways and also very strange in others. This place that will become your home for the coming year, and also some more years to come. I will also try to make you aware of your body and the way your body feels in this new space. Before we begin, make sure you have your notebook and pen nearby, close to your body. If you don't, take some time to get it now. Look around. What do you see? What kind of space is this? Do you know this space? Do you know this kind of space? Where have you seen this kind of space before? What kind of memories do you have of spaces like this? How do you feel in this space? Close your eyes for a moment. If this feels uncomfortable, you can also vaguely gaze in front of you. Just make sure you are not focusing on anything in specific in space. So don't look at the space around you for now, but turn your gaze inwards. Take a moment to think about your journey. The journey you had to take in order to get here, to this space today. Think about the path you had to walk or cycle or drive this morning. Think about the food you had to eat or the coffee you had to drink in order to allow your body to carry you to this space. Think about the movements your body had to make in order to get here. Think about encounters you had this morning before getting here and how they made you feel. Think about the larger journey you had to make in order to get here. So not just this morning, but in your life. Maybe you traveled from another country. Maybe you had to make specific kind of choices. Maybe you had to leave some things behind or bring new things into your life. Maybe you had to learn specific skills. Notice anything that comes up when you think about what led up to this moment. Maybe art, music, or dance classes you took as a child. Maybe conversations you had with your family or friends, or even with yourself. Maybe the dreams, goals, and ideals, anything that made you decide to be here today. Think about all the things your body had to do for you so far in your life in order for you to be here today. Can you feel your body? What do you do when I ask you to feel your body? Towards what do you turn your attention when I ask you to feel your body? Maybe you notice your breath. How do you breathe today? Maybe you notice your posture. How are you holding up your body in space today? Maybe you notice any points of contact between you and the space. Maybe the seat of your chair touching your buttocks. Maybe the back of the chair touching your back. Maybe your feet touching the floor. Where are your hands? Are they touching another part of your body, or are they touching a part of the space? Again, notice how you breathe. Did the way you breathe change in the past few minutes? Now try to keep this attentiveness. Keep on focusing on the way your body feels while you slowly open your eyes, letting the space around you enter your awareness. for a little while, try doing both at the same time. Try to feel your body while also observing the space around you. Now take your notebook and write or draw some of the things you became aware of just now. This can be anything. You can write a very short story, note down quick keywords, draw an impression, or maybe just a line. Do what you do when you're asked to make notes, or as I call it, to make documentations. So note down what you became aware of so far in this exercise. And do this for 3 minutes. Now put your notebook away again, but keep it close to your body. Try to feel your body again. Feel the way you're breathing. Your posture. Feel the points of contact between you and this place, the chair, the floor. Look around you again. What do you see? How does this place smell? How does this place sound? Maybe you have to free one of your ears in order to hear the sounds in this space. Do you see walls? Do you see windows? Do you see a door? How is the light in this space? Can you find sources of light, such as lamps or sunlight entering the space? Can you find surfaces in the space that reflect light? Also notice the colors in this space. Do certain colors draw your attention more than others? What kind of shapes do you notice in this space? Are there any round shapes? Angular shapes? Or some kind of mix between the two? Do you also see objects? Large objects like tables and chairs? And small objects like water bottles, notebooks, pen? Maybe someone's earring or piercing? Now notice the other people in this space. Who are these people? Are they familiar yet? Or are they strangers to you? Or something in between? Who draws your attention? Start making eye contact. While you do this, fantasize about this person's journey. What brought them here? What journey did their body have to make in order to allow them to be here? Can you still feel your body? Now slowly start getting up to a standing position and start to move your body a little bit. You can make this as small or as large as feels good to you right now, here in this space. Start to travel around a bit in space. Explore details, objects, textures, light. While doing so, see if you can stay aware of your body and other bodies in space. Sometime round about now, I will open or will have opened the door of this space. I opened up the space to include more of our environment in what we call this space. If you feel ready, you can leave the room and start exploring the building. Make sure you bring your notebook when you do so. Notice what happens when I say this. Do you want to leave the room immediately? Or do you wait and let others leave first? Do you need time to leave the space behind? Or to prepare yourself to enter a new space? Once you left the room, start wandering around in the building. Imagine that it is not you who wants to go some places, but your body. Allow your body to decide where to carry you. What places is your body drawn to? What movements does your body have to make to go there? What places invite touch, listening, smelling, or attending in any other way? And what places invite your body to move fast or slow? Big or very small? Notice the floor patterns you make when you move around. So imagine that you leave behind footprints on the floor while you're walking. How do the patterns you leave behind look like when seen from above? Notice the shape your body is making in space. What kind of shapes do certain spaces in this building ask or allow for? Notice the way you are present in space. The way your presence can be influenced by many things, such as whether or not you feel confident, or the way you feel your body, and whether a place is familiar or strange to you. Notice how certain parts of this building make you feel and how this, in turn, influences the way you move around and the way you take in space with your body. Travel around in this building for a while. See if you can stay aware of your body while exploring this building. Also, keep on acknowledging other people, other bodies. Whenever you need one of those people who were just in the room along with you, make eye contact and think about what journey they are taking through this building at this moment. How may this be different from your journey? Do this for 6 minutes, so travel around this building, exploring the space while being aware of your body for 6 minutes. Keep your headphones on or partly on, and after 6 minutes, I will come back to you with new instructions. Now that you explored the space for a while, find a place to take notes, to make new documentations. Note down anything that you found out about this building. Maybe you want to draw a map. Maybe you want to describe a specific detail. Maybe you want to sketch the path that you have walked or the way your body feels in this building. Make this the kinds of documentation that you think are important to make. This time, take 5 minutes to make documentations. After these 5 minutes, I will come back to you. Now take a moment to study your documentations. What is it that you noted down? What is specific about this? What do you learn about this building when you look at your notes? What do you learn about your body when you look at these notes? What do you learn about the way you take notes when you look at these notes? You can note these things down while studying your notes. Now allow your own notes to trigger your curiosity. When you look at what you noted down, are there certain things you would like to find out more about? Are there places you would like to revisit? Or are there entirely new places you want to explore? Maybe you want to gather more information about a certain place. Maybe you want to talk to someone. Maybe you want to touch or smell or listen more, or with a different kind of attentiveness. Look at the time and set your alarm in 15 minutes, or keep track of 15 minutes in any other way. In this time, in these 15 minutes, explore a certain part of this building in more detail. So you're going to do a little bit of research in a very specific place in this building. So again, this may include going back to a certain place or going to a completely different part of the building. It may include using other senses maybe, or maybe talking to someone. Take notes while you do this and bring these notes back to the room in which we started this journey. So in 15 minutes, we will meet back in the room we started off. Enjoy your little exploration. Take notes. Stay aware of your body and the space and other bodies around you. And I'll see you in 15 minutes.